Is Andy Foster?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dove family. Uh-oh, Daisy Dozen's home from school, and she's all excited again.
Pa, we've got a public speaker in the family.
What do you mean, Ma?
No, me. I just want our home economics class debate. Aren't you proud, Pa?
Indeed I am, daughter.
Look, Pa, we resolved that wash day can be easy. I have the affirmative. I said, teachers, classmates, wash day can be easy with Dove. It's a new kind of soap, and Ma says Dove does everything in our wash.
Nice short speech, Daisy.
That's just the beginning, Pa. I said, Dove does overalls, towels, rayons, everything. Then I looked at my opponent, that German truth, and I said, my opponent will say scrubbing hard work. She's right, but Dove gets the dirtiest overalls clean without hard scrubbing. Why, no soap maid gets clothes clean easier than Dove does.
You sound just like your Ma, Daisy.
And Herbitude got red the beach. She was so jealous. Then I said, Dove gets towels and linens really white. It's famous for sparkling white washes. Then I paused.
For breath?
No, all speakers pause.
Oh.
Then I said, Dove gives longer life to the pretty colors you wash, yet it can't be beat for getting dirty clothes clean. Therefore, for easy wash days, get Dove. They clap, Pa.
Even Ermentrude?
No, she busted out crying. The teacher said I won. Gee, Pa,
Dove
is grand.
Yep, does everything.
Well, Pa, does everything in the wash, anyway. Why, compared to other leading wash day soaps, Dove gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Just try Dove, D-U-Z. It does everything in the wash. And say, friends, if you find your dealers out of Dove due to wartime shortage, ask again. He'll have more Dove soon. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly jumped the last of the hurdles yesterday, and one of the worst ones in the race she is running with time to save Florence's future. Of course, it was Uncle David who was all for helping his daughter and saving her marriage by showing Anne up at once. But Molly prevailed on David, and so now the future is mapped out. The strategy is all set to plunge Anne into the thick of a crisis and expose her game of pretending to be Florence's friend while she was deliberately wrecking Florence's marriage. Because deep in Anne's heart is a frustrated love for Eugene Cronin. But Molly has plans. And meanwhile, well, listen.
Rosalind, what are you doing?
I'm reading one.
And Anne, mind wash to be taken upstairs, the laundry to be escorted and put away nicely?
In a minute, Mom.
Everything in a minute. Everything in a minute. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater, please. Rosalind, no?
I will, Mom.
The book wouldn't run away. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cader. This is Mrs. Goldberg again. I just run a report on my progress. Yes, Florence signed the papers that her husband's lawyer sent her. The divorce proceeding papers, it was. Yes, according to your advice, everything. And, Doctor, I put in a long-distance call for Eugene. Yes, because if he could come up, and if you could know when Henry Clay is coming, if... Yes. Uh-huh. Because you said you wanted them all together. All right, Doctor. So you call Mr. Clay, and I'm waiting for Eugene's call now. Yes, and I'll report to you. And you do so also, please. Yeah. Oh, Doctor, there shouldn't only be a divorce. That's all. That's mine hope, and that's mine prayer. Thank you, Doctor. Goodbye. No, Rosalie, well?
Coming, Mom.
Coming. You know how long I'm asking you already? Please. Put away Papa's shirt, and then and socks put away nicely together, your slips and mine slips, and then whatever, and put it all nicely where they should be.
Now?
Why do you always ask me when I say, why do you always say now? Whenever you'll do it, it'll be now. So let the now be when I ask you, please.
I just have two more pages.
The pages
Ma.
Wouldn't run away.
Well, the wash certainly...
But?
Nothing.
The wash wouldn't run away, that's what you were saying?
I'm sorry.
Have I enough, Rosalie, at the moment, at the psychological crisis now? Have I enough? Take. And don't drop and don't spill.
I can't take it all at once, Mom.
All right, so take not all at once. Did I say it once?
All right. You want me to tell Papa to come down?
If he's resting, let him rest in peace.
And you want me to see what Florence is doing?
Don't disturb her. She's reading to the children. This is the children's hour. Remember you used to recite to me the children's hour?
This isn't between the dark and the daylight, Mom.
It's after dark. And you used to read to me. I couldn't read to you.
Not in English.
No, not in English.
Go up, Rosalie, before I begin remembering.
I have so much to do, I haven't time to look back at the moment. Go, Monty.
You ought to write a book, Ma.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
About what? What book is this?
Put it away, Ma. I got it out of the library.
Why put it away?
Well, don't you see who it's by?
What do you mean by?
Cross Stream by Henry Clay.
Rosalie, but...
And, Ma, it's a wonderful book.
Wait, I
want to show you something. Ma, I'm sure that the real character in the book is Anne.
So why did you took Henry to... Not now, you'll show me later.
I just want you to read one little passage.
I'll see it after. I hope Florence didn't see you reading Henry Clay's book.
Why?
Why? Because I'm the only one that she told that Henry Clay was in love with Anne Franklin once in college.
Do you think that we'll meet Henry Clay if he comes to Lastonbury?
It's not important for you to meet him. What's important is for Anne to meet him.
Ma, please read that passage.
Now I have to stop and read passage.
Go right, Kitty, please. I'm too nervous at the moment, please.
One of this. My glasses. I gotta get glasses. And then he looked back on love, on those hours, buried away in the jars of the past. Huh. If I could... You have to know English, but if I could... Traverse the distance from now to the past and find that moment in which life and love was locked away in memory. Then I would...
If I could smash the seal and let the fragrance and reality of that
the
love...
Smash the seal? What? Let me hear.
If I could smash the seal and let the fragrance and reality of that love out into the free air again, perhaps at that instant, a miracle of birth would occur.
What's that book?
It's Henry Clay's book, Cross Stream. You want to hear something beautiful, Pa?
Any man that could love a woman like Anne Franklin for 15 years don't know what beauty is.
Oh, Florence? Rosalind. Give me the book.
I have it, Ma.
Who's reading Henry Clay's book?
I am, Florence.
I'm leaving the shirts here, Molly, with the expectation that there will be buttons on them.
Yes, dear.
I wouldn't leave this book around, Rosie. I wouldn't want Anne to see it.
Take it, Rosalie, please.
Yes,
take the phone, see who is.
Hello?
Yes.
Just a minute.
Local?
It's Dr. Cater.
Tell him I'll call him later, huh?
My mother will call you later. Bye.
What kind of a doctor is he, Aunt Molly?
Who?
Dr. Cater.
Oh, he's a doctor major in the army.
Yes, I know, but...
He's a general doctor.
He's a psychiatrist, no, not him.
Did you took the...
That's interesting.
Every doctor is
particularly interested in Anne.
Does Anne know that,
Don't
that
you
she's,
want her to know?
Well, why does she have to know what kind of a doctor Dr. Cater is? I mean, if she's enjoying Dr. Cater's company and he's enjoying her company, maybe if Anne knew, then the conversation wouldn't flow so well.
Molly, I hope you're not trying to...
What's wrong?
I don't know. I just have a feeling something's going on, that this sudden interest in Henry Clay's book. Oh, I shouldn't have told you that Henry Clay and Anne were sweethearts back in college.
Why not?
Did you tell any of that to Dr. Cater?
Well,
you think Anne has some hold on me and Eugene, don't you, Aunt Molly?
Only what you told me, Florence. That Anne is so important to your husband's business.
She is, but... All that has nothing to do with my...
Rosalie, take this book and put it in your room, dear, please.
Yes, Ma.
Please don't let Anne see it. Aunt Molly, I want to know what you're doing.
Florence, you know Aunt Molly, not. I don't like to see people unhappy, Florence.
says. Wouldn't it be nice, I mean, if Henry Clay and Anne met after all these years? I mean, if she would have a life of her own, a private one, instead of, excuse me. Excuse me, please. Hello?
Hello, Aunt Molly. You called me?
Yes. Sybil Laughlin.
Yes.
Hello?
You seem very upset, Aunt Molly. You were very upset the last time.
Why don't you visit us?
Aren't the children well?
A visit would be very nice.
Did Florence get a letter from my attorney?
Oh, yes. Yes. Can I look forward?
I'll be up as soon as I can get away.
Please.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I wish you wouldn't interfere in Anne's life, Aunt Molly.
Me? I was just thinking, Florence, that if Anne had a life of her own, maybe you would have a life of your own.
My life had nothing to do with Anne. It had to do with Eugene.
That's right. Well, we'll see. Who knows? You go into life through one door and you come out the other one.
What's that supposed to mean?
Means that life is like a looking glass. Whoever looks sees his own face.
I'm afraid, Aunt Molly.
Don't be afraid, darling. Don't be afraid, Clarence. Just keep looking. Love is like a cat. You throw him out of the door, he climbs in through the window.
Plan is working. Eugene is on his way up. Now there's the problem of getting Clay to be there at the same time. Anne will be the one who will have to start looking for doors very soon now. Very soon. Friends, has this thought been running through your mind?
Oh, dear. What shall I get John for Christmas?
Want some help? Well, listen. The best gift this Christmas is a war bond or war stamps. Now, that's a present. Or war stamps. Now, that's a present. Or war stamps. Now, that's a present with a future. Why, when the war is over, it can help to buy a home. It can help a boy through college. Think of it this way, too. When you give war bonds this Christmas, you're doing more, much more, than giving a present to one person. You're sending a gift to our fighting men. You're sending them guns, tanks, ammunition. And you're making a gift to the nation. You see, our factories and mills are turning out equipment we need to win the war. They can't supply an abundance of civilian goods, too. And when you buy scarce goods, prices go up, way up. When you buy war bonds, you help prices stay down. So this Christmas, give war bonds. You'll be giving someone a present with a future. You'll be doing your part to bring nearer that Christmas when truly there will be peace on earth, goodwill to men. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.